It was said that this timber could remain pretty valuable up to around 2 years, and after that it would drastically lose its value. Now the price of timber has come down, of course, with oversupply. Now the private sector and both Quelltsha having huge amounts of forestry wind blown during the storm. So I suppose it is surprising that it's taken them that long, but I'm hearing that maybe the private sector or other people maybe is a bit further on than that. But I suppose it's disappointing news for forest owners and small forest owners in this area who are waiting on a list, hoping and praying to try and get their timber out to try and get some sort of realistic value for it. And I suppose they're probably going to be thinking now that if it's taken Quelltsha so long to do it, that they could be left for a lot longer and that their timber could totally devalue. So I suppose that is disappointing.
And I'm sure when this happened almost a year ago that those forestry owners in County Leitrim never thought that a year on that there perhaps the cleanup wouldn't have taken place at this point.
Well, I suppose everyone, initially in the first days thought maybe, well, everyone knew it was bad. Look, there was people without power for an awful long time there, for up to 3 weeks and longer. And there was massive damage. And I suppose as time went on and people could see the extent of the damage, I suppose everyone did know that it was going to take a long time. But to think that it was going to take over, it's going to take quite over 2.5 years to try and clear it up. It's hard to believe, but I suppose there is a lot of damage still there. Yes, I have several calls to make now today about trees which are still overhanging roads, which were initially damaged in the storm. And I suppose any other bits of winds now, they're kind of lying out further and further, and there's people concerned about having to travel under them. So there's a huge amount of damage and work in all kinds of areas there to still be tidied up from Stormy Owen nearly a year on.